Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Poised for history at the Supreme Court.
The president has reiterated his commitment to nominating a black woman.
Stare down with Russia.
We've laid out a diplomatic path. We've lined up steep consequences.
Off to school with the National Guard.
I'm thankful the National Guard's here. They've saved the day.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, change is coming to the United States Supreme Court. With the retirement of longtime liberal justice Stephen Breyer, President Biden is set to make his first court pick. And as CBS's Jan Crawford tells us, it promises to be a history-making selection. With the president promising to pick an African-American woman.
The top candidates all are judges. The frontrunner, 51-year-old federal appeals court judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, a Harvard Law School graduate who is a law clerk for Justice Breyer.
Being a law clerk for Justice Breyer was one of the most rewarding professional experiences of my life.
President Biden's shortlist has several other highly qualified African-American women, including California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger, South Carolina federal judge Michelle Childs.
CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on what's ahead.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that the nominee will receive a prompt hearing before the full Senate confirms the person with all deliberate speed, possibly similar to the record pace that Justice Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed just over a month after she was nominated. GOP lawmakers changed the Senate rules back in 2017 to allow a Supreme Court nominee to be confirmed with a simple majority. And since there is a 50-50 split in the Senate, as long as Democrats stick together, Vice President Kamala Harris would be able to break the tie.
Overseas, Russia has held new naval exercises in the shadow of Ukraine, and the U.S. and NATO have given Moscow a written response to its demands for security guarantees. CBS's Holly Williams is in Ukraine.
There were more Russian military drills yesterday, and six U.S. fighter jets arrived in Eastern Europe. America's written response was hand-delivered yesterday by the U.S. ambassador to Moscow. The U.S. and NATO have made it clear they will not agree to Russia's demands. Another concern is Germany's dependency on Russia for its energy needs, which could fracture NATO's solidarity. At St. Michael's Golden Domed Monastery in Kyiv, where the faithful have worshipped for over 900 years. Some Ukrainians told us they're praying for peace. This woman said she hopes God will talk some sense into Russia.
Back here at home, CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in New Mexico, where the governors called out the National Guard to help keep kids in school as teachers and other staffers fall victim to COVID-19.
Good job.
A COVID call to duty is sending New Mexico National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Susana Corona back to class.
Keep going and let me see if Ina needs some help over here.
What made you put your hand up to say, I'll be a substitute teacher?
It's the need. Community helping the community.
Her mission, teach fourth grade in Estancia, an hour outside of Albuquerque.
What has surprised you so far?
How busy the teachers are. It's just action-packed.
Without this intel officer, these students would be practicing reading remotely.
Do you think this is a good use of the National Guard?
I do. I wouldn't be here if I didn't think so.
But what do the kids think about a substitute in camo?
She is a very good teacher and she's very kind. She was really fun. I really like her uniform.
A bitter cold snap has temperatures in the single digits or below zero this morning in much of the Northeast. It's all a prelude to a weekend snowstorm that could feature blizzard conditions. This woman lives outside Boston.
I am prepared. I just write it out, take it as it comes.
WCBS-TV meteorologist John Elliott.
We're also dealing with the potential for dangerous temperatures all the way down into parts of the South. In fact, by Sunday morning, you have temperatures in Orlando below freezing. You have the potential for wind chills in the teens through parts of Florida and up into parts of the mid-Atlantic.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed will start raising interest rates as soon as March to fight rising inflation. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says that means everything from car loans to mortgages could soon be more expensive.
Try to pay down loans that could rise. Also, if you're trying to refinance an existing mortgage, you may want to get that paperwork moving. Although the Fed does not directly control mortgage rates, fixed-rate loans have increased to 2-year highs. That may cool down the hot housing market.
A federal magistrate says the founder and leader of the far-right militia group known as the Oath Keepers has to remain jailed until he goes on trial. Stuart Rhodes is facing sedition charges along with 10 other people for their roles in the Capitol attack. President Biden has signed an executive order making sexual harassment a crime under military law. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says it also toughens some penalties and changes the way domestic violence cases are handled.
This transferred authority from military commanders to independent and specialized prosecutors and attorneys. They will now be empowered to investigate any allegations of sexual harassment, assault, and domestic violence concerning military members.
58 high school seniors got the word last weekend they would get a full ride to Central Michigan University as part of a scholarship program. But turns out it was a mistake. Now the school says it will pay the tuition for those students, but not housing and other costs. A sizzling streak is over on the TV game show Jeopardy. Amy Schneider's 40 consecutive wins stopped when she came up short in Final Jeopardy.
No response. You're going to finish in second place with 19,600. Roan Talsma, you are our new Jeopardy champion.
Schneider's streak put her in second place all time behind Ken Jennings. Her winnings were close to $1.4 million. Schneider, who is transgender and got support from that community online, says of the epic run, it's a little hard to believe. Spotify is honoring the demand of Neil Young.
I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
Agreeing to remove his music from the platform, Young said he no longer wanted any part of Spotify because it has Joe Rogan's podcast. He's been accused of spreading COVID misinformation. Spotify says it hopes to welcome Young back soon.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A space trip is planned for one of the late legends of science fiction.
A small capsule containing the ashes from Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry and his wife, actress Majel Barrett Roddenberry, will be launched from Cape Canaveral with about 150 others later this year on, would you believe, a rocket called Vulcan. Celestis CEO Charlie Chafer.
I'd like to say I had it all figured out and planned, but I'd be lying. It's just a wonderful happenstance.
United Launch Alliance CEO Tori Bruno.
It is really just a happy coincidence.
That Vulcan rocket will send the Cremaines past the moon to an infinite trip into deep space. boldly going where no humans or human remains have ever gone before. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Today's a solemn day at NASA to honor astronauts who have died in the line of duty. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.